In September, voters in Berkshire County will decide whether they want a longtime member of the district attorney's office who took over this winter to remain in the seat. Andrea Harrington, a private practice attorney based in Great Barrington, hopes Democrats will pick her instead. Harrington has won the endorsement of Pittsfield City Councilors John Kroll and Helen Moon. Harrington is running as a progressive, saying she hears voters demanding change in the office and arguing that the position allows for greater interpretation of the law. She faces Attorney Judith Knight and Berkshire District Attorney Paul Coccaviello. Harrington spoke with WAMC about the run-up to the September 4th primary, including the challenges of running against an incumbent.
Unfortunately, you know, money is a very important piece of campaigning because there are thousands of voters that we need to reach with a message, and in order to do that really does require money. So, you know, I've been working hard on fundraising. I really had to get my campaign up and going very quickly. I was not planning on running for office at this time, so really had to move fast. And, you know, we're just working hard to get all the resources that we need to get the message out there. And, you know, the fact that my opponent will be on the ballot and listed as the incumbent district attorney due to being appointed by Governor Baker really makes it just all that more imperative for me to get the message out there to the voters about the fact that we really need change in the district attorney's office.
As you see it, what have the major developments between the beginning of the campaign and now been that are impacting how you feel the election is playing out on a countywide scale?
I think a major development really in changing public opinion about what they expect from a district attorney is the opioid crisis, because previously discussions around, you know, criminal justice have really focused on a fear-based lock-em-up kind of approach. But now that we're really seeing the devastating effects of the opioid crisis, it's reached every part of our community. The people are more interested in practical solutions to the drug crisis, to providing mental health treatment. And really what people expect and want to see from a district attorney is they want somebody who has good judgment to know when, you know, people are dangerous and need to go to jail versus other people who need help and deserve a second chance. And so I really credit the opioid crisis with changing that conversation. Another important piece of this campaign is the Massachusetts ACLU education program called What a Difference a DA Makes. And the education program is centered around showing people why the district attorney is the most powerful person in the criminal justice system, holding district attorneys accountable for their you know, use of jail and for contributing to what we call mass incarceration. Those are, I think, are what are this kind of social forces that are really kind of going to be driving how voters make their decision about this race.
So as I understand it, there's another debate between the candidates coming up in August. Is that correct?
On June 27th, we will be at the Froyo Senior Center. That is a forum that's being hosted by the GE retirees at 10 a.m. On August 1st, the NAACP is hosting a forum at Conti School in Pittsfield. That's at 6 p.m. In mid-August, there will be a forum in Beckett. I don't have an exact date for that yet. And also, the ACLU did state that they would be having a forum as well.
And in your mind, what rhetorical avenues do you plan on following to use those events to your benefit as much as possible?
My message is around the fact that we are seeing serious problems here in our community around drugs and the crime that comes along with that. So North Adams has the highest crime rate per capita in the state. Pittsfield has the ninth highest. We have a significant domestic violence problem. You know, you go around and talk to employers, and they have a difficult time hiring because we've lost so many young people who are addicted to substances. So, you know, talking about those problems and relating those to the way that the district attorney's office has been operating in failing to distinguish between people who should go to jail and are dangerous versus people who need help, I think is a really important piece for people to understand why this is such an important election. The discussion around criminal justice reform, I think, is really useful for people in understanding what's at stake here. All of our local state legislators have supported criminal justice reform. It's been opposed by the old guard in the district attorney's office. And, you know, people need to understand that if we want reform, if we want change, then we need to go in a new direction, and we need a district attorney that has new ideas.